Krista, who's calling us from Seattle.
Hi, Dr. Wright. How are you?
Well, I think I'm doing okay. How about yourself, ma'am?
I'm good. I have just a question regarding urinary tract infections, UTIs. And I have a history of them, and I have tried both like the mainstream medicine where they give me the antibiotics. And what's been happening is they give me the antibiotics, they take the urinary tests, and it shows that I have an infection, and then they culture it, and then it shows I don't have an infection, but I have all the symptoms.
Okay.
And then what happens is I take the antibiotic, it gets better for like 5 days, and then I get all the symptoms again. And
Oops.
then I've been trying, I've also tested, okay, doing the D-mannose and the cranberries, or like the UT Vibrance stuff. And so I've been doing that. And then while I'm doing it, I'm fine. But if I like miss a day, then all the symptoms come back. So it feels like I'm kind of masking whatever's going on, or I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of at a, I don't know which way to go anymore. So I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah. For one, are you working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine someplace?
Well, I was working with Dr. Sadlon with your company, but she's gone
Yes,
now.
and
So
she moved, yes.
I know we loved her. No, I haven't gotten a new one since, but she's the one that kind of put me on the, the D-mannose.
Sure. And where do you live, ma'am?
I live at like South Seattle, kind
South
of
Seattle.
better way.
Okay, well, we have two other women physicians at Tahoma in Tukwila, which would be closer to you than North
Yeah, that's the
Seattle.
one I went to, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, the reason I asked that, though, is there's one thing you didn't mention yet, and that's potassium iodide. Have you tried that on the infection?
I haven't,
Okay, and the reason I mentioned working with a physician is if one is going to work with potassium iodide over a prolonged period of time, then one needs to check on one's thyroid function. But if one is going to try to take it, if one is going to take it to just try to whack a particular infection, then one can use safely, and there's published papers on this, by the way, by how much iodide can be used for how long. One can use a relatively high dose for just a couple, 3 days, and then quit entirely. Now, where I got this whole clue from is from a Mayo Clinic publication in the 1920s. No kidding. They knew it clear back then, before antibiotics. And that is, what did they know? They knew that a high enough dose of potassium iodide kills germs. Oh, yes. Didn't our mothers use iodine and iodide on cuts when we were little? Well, many, many mothers did. Iodide, though, is more effective than iodine at killing germs. So one can get a little dropper bottle of potassium iodide. There's one named after the inventor of potassium iodide. It's called Bernard's solution, after Bernard Courtois, and who invented it in France in 1817. That's available at Tahoma Dispensary. And what one does is to use 12 to 15 drops. How much do you weigh, ma'am? I'm sorry to be impertinent, but it does make a little tiny
Like
difference.
160.
160. So you'd be kind of on the edge of 15 drops. And one does that every 3 or 4 hours while awake. You don't have to get yourself up in the middle of the night, but if you happen to get up in the middle of the night and urinate, you just emptied all the iodide out of the bladder, so you got to take some right then. But if you don't wake up all night, no problems. It'll stay in the bladder, and what it does is kill germs there. But why so many drops? Because our bodies don't want all of that, and they try to get rid of it. It's not that it's going to hurt them, but that's just not a usual concentration. And so a lot of it is concentrated right in the urine, and it stays in the bladder, and if there's any germs locally, bang, 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 it kills them. Taking 12 to 15 drops every 3 or 4 hours for about 3 days will wipe out nearly any urinary tract infection. We actually carry a bottle of that stuff with us when we travel. We wear it at a conference because it helps prevent airplane infections too, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we all, my wife and I, we both take 12 to 15 drops. I take the bigger amount, she takes the smaller amount, before climbing on the airplane, or just after climbing on the airplane before it takes off. And yes, we can taste it in the saliva, and it's in our noses, making them run a little bit. But the only time we've ever gotten infection from flying in airplanes, and both of us are old enough to have flown in very many airplanes, is when we forgot our potassium iodide. And the rest of the time, it just stops those germs from giving us trouble. Now, back to the urinary tract infection. My wife gave a bottle of that to a lady who was at the same conference we were at, and she was getting this really bad infection, and the conference was way out somewhere away from doctors and hospitals. So she just says, here, here's my potassium iodide, you try it out. And it worked on her. So again, it's 12 to 15 drops every 3 to 4 hours while awake, but don't do it for past 2 to 3 days. It's going to kill the germs in that time. And if we did that for 3 or 4 months, it might suppress our thyroid gland. So we don't want to do that. And that's why if you're going to be taking it, if you're thinking you might need it for a long term, then you work with a physician who can help you monitor if it does or does not do anything bad to your thyroid gland.
Okay, awesome. I will try it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. I'm pretty sure it'll work for you like it does for most people, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.